The Day the Pipe Broke. Mama, tell us about how Grandma Turtle and the Magic Turtle Shell saved you again. Please? We love that story. Again? Asked Mama Turtle. Yes, Mama, please. It's our favorite story, the baby turtles begged. All right, said Mama. It is one of my favorites, too.
I don't know how it all began or how the ocean was so dirty. But this is how my mama, your grandmother, told me the story when I was little.
It was the middle of June, and Grandma Turtle just finished laying her eggs on the beach. She found the perfect spot.
The sand was white as the clouds. The sun was warm.
It was the perfect spot for us to grow into little turtles.
Once Grandma had laid her eggs, she made her way back into the ocean to play with her best friend.
Sludge the Hammerhead Shark.
They loved to play hide and seek, catcher the coral, and tag.
One day, during a very exciting game of tag,
Sludge noticed a big ugly pipe
that stretched all the way to the ocean, to the world beyond.
Sludge thought that this ugly thing did not belong in the ocean. It wasn't beautiful like coral, soft like sand, or green like the weeds.
He wanted it out. Slowly he swam backwards. Then, like a cannonball, he charged, swimming as fast as he could toward the pipe. Bang! He hit that ugly pipe as hard as he could with his hammerhead. It didn't budge, so he tried again. Backing up and charging toward the pipe. Bang! This time the pipe broke in two. Sledge saw the top of the pipe floating away and was very proud for getting this ugly thing out of the water.
But then, everything was black and sticky. This mysterious pipe was oozing this black, sticky stuff. He had no idea how to stop it.
Swimming quickly, Sledge went to warn Grandma, who was playing further beyond the reef.
There was black, icky, gucky stuff oozing from the ugly pipe. I hid it and I thought I could get rid of it. But this stuff started flowing out. What can we do? It is ruining everything. The reef is black. The ocean is black. Everything is black.
Grandma immediately thought about her babies. She was very worried about her eggs that were buried on the beach. She knew that her eggs were in danger if this black stuff reached them.
Grandma remembered hearing of an old octopus that lived deep in the ocean that guarded a magic turtle shell. Maybe this magic shell could help clean the ocean.
Maybe this was the answer. Sludge and Grandma Turtle came up with a plan to get
the magic shell and save the babies.
Sludge traveled across the ocean to retrieve the magic shell.
Grandma Turtle went to check on the eggs. When Grandma reached the beach, the black stuff was getting close to the sand where her eggs were buried. She paused for a moment to look around and see what this black had done to the beach, where there was white sand, was now covered in black sludge. Well, her first front side, gleaming in the sun,
was
now a dirty mess.
Grandma worked hard to try to build a wall with tiny stone and small stick around the nest.
but the black oily stuff was getting dangerously close.
She needed Sledge to get that magic shell before it was too late.
Meanwhile, deep in the ocean, Sledge found the old octopus. She told Sledge that the one who has the purest intentions is the one who would be given the chance to use the shell. Sledge knew he needed it for his friends as well as all the wildlife and creatures in the sea. Old Octopus gave the magic shell to Sledge, and he swam as fast as he could toward the pipe.
It was getting harder to see because the water was no longer clear. It was dark and smelly, but Sledge kept swimming. There wasn't a moment to lose.
Finally, he reached the pipe. He shoved the magic turtle shell down into the pipe and waited for something to happen. Suddenly, the black stuff started to get sucked up back into the pipe.
The water was clearing. When all the black stuff was back in the pipe, the magic shell plugged the pipe. Sledge had saved the day and hopefully saved the lives of his ocean friends. But he was worried about Grandma Turtle. Did he save her precious eggs?
Sledge swam as close as he dared to the beach and waited for Grandma Turtle in the shallow water. He swam back and forth along the shoreline for 3 whole days. He began thinking that he was too late to save the eggs.
Just when he was sure that he was too late to save the eggs, he poked his head above the water and saw Grandma Turtle swimming towards him, and she wasn't alone.
Her babies were making their way to the ocean. Not just one or two babies, but several. There were too many to count. Grandma was grateful to Sledge for saving the day. Everyone celebrated by playing a fun game of tag around the beautiful, clean, sparkling ocean. Thank you.